Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, believers, let's clap our hands and celebrate Jesus. He's worthy, worthy, worthy.
watch you. I've been through a lot, but grace sustained me. My test is now a testimony. So the essence of my praise, it says that on your grace. It was you, my lawyer in that courtroom. It was you, my soldier on that battlefield. So the essence of my praise, it's centered on your grace. Atum, atum, atum.
Today and forevermore, what you say.
what you do. You never fail, you never change. You are faithful till the end. Faithful God, I worship you. I worship you. You're too faithful to fail me. You're too faithful to disappoint me. You've proven yourself in my life, and I've come to realize you're too faithful to fail me. You're too faithful to fail me. Oh Jesus, you're too faithful to disappoint me. You've proven yourself in my life, and I've come to realize you're too faithful to fail me. Da-da-da-da. You are too faithful to fail me.
to say to the tell me.
it's on you. Oh God, my life depends on you. My life depends on you. My life depends on you. Like a baby in the hands of a mother, my life is in your hands. My life is in your hands. Lord, I'm safe in your hands. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. 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 Praise the name of Jesus. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Glory to the King of Kings. Glory to the Lord of Lords. Glory to the Alpha and Omega. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. We praise his name. We worship him in the beauty of his holiness. Father, we bless you. We thank you. We glorify your name. We magnify your holy name. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy, O God. We bless your name, O God. We thank you, Lord, that you woke us up this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that you kept watch over us as we slept through the night. We thank you, Jesus. We give you all glory. We give you all honor in the mighty name of Jesus. Almighty God, you are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy to be honored. Oh, God, what a wonderful God you are. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name, Jesus. We worship you. Hallelujah. We adore you, oh, God. We bless you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, you watch over us as we slept through the night. Hallelujah. You watch over us, O God. We thank you. We bless your name, Jesus. You woke us up this morning. Hallelujah. And we give you the glory. We give you the honor. We magnify you, O God. We bless your name. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually be in my mouth. Oh, God, we adore you. Lord, we love you. We say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We adore you, oh, God. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness. And we say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We adore you, O God. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness, O God. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you, O God. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you for our families. We thank you for our children. We thank you for our grandchildren. O God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for our nieces and our nephews, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, O God, for your faithfulness, your kindness in our lives, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we bless your name. Hallelujah. Lord, we praise your name. Lord, we worship you, O God, in the beauty of your holiness. We thank you for food. We thank you for clothing. We thank you for shelter, O God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you have never left us, O God, and you will never leave us, O God. And so, Father, we give you honor. We give you glory. Hallelujah. We give you, we magnify your name, O God. You are awesome, O God. You are worthy of praise. You are worthy of glory. You are worthy of honor, O God. Father, we bless your name. We praise you, O God. We bless you, Lord. In your word, you said, let everything have breath. Praise the Lord. And so, Lord, this morning, we just want to say thank you. In spite of all that we've been through, Lord, you have never, ever left us. And you said in your word, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I will be with you to the end of time. And so, Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for your kindness, O God. In the name of Jesus, you are awesome, O God. You, Jesus. We come to thy throne of grace this morning, and we ask for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. O God, have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us, O God, of sin of omission and commission. Suffer unto us, O God. We have sinned, and we have fallen short of your glory. And Lord, we cry out to you for mercy in the name of Jesus. Mercy, O God. Mercy, O God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, your mercy, O God. We thank you, O God, for your faithfulness. We thank you, O God, for your loving kindness, O God. We bless your name, O God. We give you glory. We give you honor, O God. We magnify your name, O God. Thank you for your mercy. Your mercies are new every morning, O God. Hallelujah. So we bless you. We praise you. We worship you, O God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We adore you, O God. We worship you, O God. We praise your name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Father, thank you. Thank you, Lord. We praise your name. Hallelujah. We come to thy throne of grace this morning, and we ask for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning, O God. Hallelujah. Have mercy upon us. Have mercy, O God. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission, O God. In the name of Jesus, O God. Lord, forgive our children, our grandchildren, O God. Forgive our nieces, our nephews, O God. In the name of Jesus, forgive us, O God. We have sinned and we have fallen short of your glory. And we cry out to you for mercy, O God. Let the blood of Jesus wash us. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us. In the name of Jesus, Father, the blood of Jesus, we soak your service in the blood of Jesus. We soak our spirit, souls, and body in the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, we soak our dwelling places in the blood of Jesus. We soak our grandchildren in the blood of Jesus. O God, let the blood of Jesus speak for us, O God. In the name of Jesus, we soak this prayer line in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak, O God. In the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us, O God. We soak everything that concerns our lives in the blood of Jesus. Lord, prosper the work of our hands, O God. In the name of Jesus, prosper all the works of our hands, O God. in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, let the blood of Jesus be a wall of fire around us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. We thank you for the redeeming blood of Jesus, oh God. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us, oh God. Father God, we cover our children's dwelling places with the blood of Jesus. Father God, we cover every cell, every tissue, every organ in our systems in the blood of Jesus, oh God. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus Christ, oh God. We speak healing to our bodies through the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father God, this morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Father, we put on the full armor of God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we put the armor on our children. We put the armor on our grandchildren in the mighty name of Jesus, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you to be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you to send your holy angels to be with us, to guide us, and to protect us, O God, even as we pray, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let your holy angels guide us and protect us, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. O Father God, let your holy angels guide us and protect us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father, this morning we ask you for fresh oil, fresh anointing, not the anointing from yesterday, O God, but the fresh oil and the fresh anointing in the name of Jesus, O God. Father God, we thank you for the new wine, and we thank you for the new wine skin, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness, O God. Oh, Father God, hallelujah, you are faithful. You are faithful, O God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, even when we are not faithful, you are faithful, O God. And so, Lord, we thank you and we praise you. We worship you, O God. You've never left us, O God, in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, we thank you. You are faithful. You are kind. You are loving. And we bless your name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God, for fresh oil in the mighty name of Jesus. Fresh oil, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We praise you. We worship you. And we adore you, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Good morning to each and every one of you this morning. We welcome you to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Buraboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We bless God for each and every one of you. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. We praise God. God is faithful. God is kind. God is loving. In the name of Jesus, we thank God. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. This morning, hallelujah, we're going to, and just to honkun contentment, what the Bible speaks about contentment. You know, the Lord hates us to murmur and complain. And he wants us to be contentful, grateful. So let me bring a short word in the name of Jesus. Father, as I bring this word this morning, let it not be me, but let it be Christ that lives inside of me. I hide behind the cross. All of you, Jesus, and none of me. Let this word come forth in the power and anointing of the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Contentment. What does the word contentment mean? When you hear the word contentment, and God is speaking to us about being contented, contentment, when we look at it, it means a state of happiness and satisfaction. A state of happiness and satisfaction. We look in the Webster Dictionary. The word contentment means, when you look in the Webster as a noun, the quality of state of being contented. But we're not going to use the word contented. We're going to, instead of being happy, as I said before, because I don't want to use a word to define a word. I don't know why they did it like that. But it's a state of happiness and satisfaction. What may I say this morning? How many of us are contented? We have this spirit of contentment. How many of us are satisfied with everything God is doing or has done for us? Hallelujah. So the Bible is teaching us on being contented. And many of times we are not contented. We always murmur. We always complain about different things. If it's not this way, it's the other way. But if it's not that thing, and we always complain, you know, and God doesn't like it. So the Lord wants to speak to each and every one of us this morning and maybe tomorrow on contentment. Let's give a few scriptures, and I won't, there is Philippians 4:11-13. Now that I'm speaking of being in need, for I have learned in whatever situation I am to be, I know how to be brought low, and I know how to be out of bounds. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need, and I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Hallelujah. Philippians 4:11-13. Hebrews 13:5. Keep your life free from love of money and be content with what you have, for he has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Then 1 Timothy 6:6-8, godliness with contentment is great gain, for we brought nothing into this world, and we cannot take anything out of the world. But if we have food and clothing with these, we will be content. Hallelujah. 1 Timothy 6:6-11. Our godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and we cannot take nothing out of the world. But if we have food and clothing, with these we will be content. For those who desire to be rich fall into temptation, into a snare, into senseless and harmful desires, into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil. It is through this craving that some have wandered away from the faith and pierced themselves with many things. God is speaking to us about being content and being contentful, the contentment. Luke 12:15 says, and he said to them, take care and be on your guard against all covetousness, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of possessions. Amen. That, you know, when you're not contented, that's when the spirit of jealousy comes in, enter, pride. It comes in when we're not contented. So, Luke 12:15, and he said, take care and be on your guard against all covetousness, for one's life does not consist abundance of his possession. This is Luke 12:15. Yes, and Matthew 6:33 says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things will be added unto you. Hallelujah. Paul said in 2 Corinthians 12:10, for the sake of Christ, then I am contented. For the sake of Christ, then I am content with weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecution, and calamities. For when I am weak, then I am strong. 19, and my God shall supply every need of yours, all my needs, according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. So God is speaking to us about being contented. Whatever we have, we must praise him and be contented, whether we got much or got little, whether you got juice or whether you got water. Hallelujah. Whether you got bread, if you only have bread in your house and you don't have butter, just be contented and be grateful to God that you have the bread, because that you have something to eat. There are people that don't have anything to eat. The people that are on the streets, are we better than them? No, we are not better than they are. It's because of God's grace. So God is speaking to us today. Stop murmuring. Stop complaining. Hallelujah. You don't compare yourself with others. Sometimes you don't know how people got their stuff. We got to just be contented and teach our children how to be contented. You came in this world with nothing, and you will leave with nothing. How many people have taken on you all to the grave? Nobody. It cannot fit. You just like you came, you go right back. So let us be very, very grateful and contented with God. And then when we continue, then we can praise him from the bottom of our hearts, and we can appreciate him. Hallelujah. God is faithful. That's why yesterday he said, if you be faithful in a little, I will bless you with much. That means, what does he say? Be contented with the small stuff I gave you. Be contented. Sometimes you have people that are not contented with their children not contented with their parents. And then you look to the next house, the parent and the child is rude to their parents. And then you who thought your child was so terrible, your child is better than that other child who's so mean and rude to their parents. That's why we don't compare ourselves. If another person's child can give that 1,000, it doesn't mean your child got to give you the 1,000. No. We have to be contented and to be contented is to be grateful. Grateful to God. Lord, be grateful because let me tell you the truth. Nobody is obligated to us to do things for us. Seriously, nobody is obligated. So when people do the little things, we should be contented. Hallelujah. We don't want anything coming into our spirit man. Nagging, complaining. Okay, if you don't have a car, there's transportation. car will give you the strength to walk to this bus stop. If you don't have a car, there's Uber and Lyft. God will provide for you. Hallelujah. And the more we are grateful to God and contented with what he has given us and placed in us, and the more blessings, then we can enter into the joy of the scripture says, enter into the joy, your master. You want to enter into the joy of your master. Who is your master? Jesus. Hallelujah. You want to enter into the joy so you be contented with what you have. Everyone is given a measure according to their ability. So whatever little you have, be content. If you don't have anything, be content. Be grateful. Be grateful. God do not like us murmuring. He don't like us being ungrateful. It takes away your joy, your blessings. Hallelujah. So God is speaking to you. He's speaking to me. On contentment. Be satisfied. So be satisfied. Contentment does not mean we cannot desire something or wish for a change in our lives, circumstances, but it means that we have learned to be satisfied with what we have in the present. Only true source of contentment. Any other version of contentment is sure to come up short. Apostle Paul was one of the most persecuted early church leaders and went through a lot of sufferings. And if you look at it in 2 Corinthians 11, he says, are they servants of Christ? I am a better one. I'm talking like a madman with far great labors, far more imprisonments, with countless beatings, and often near death. Five times I received at the hands of the Jews 40 lashes, less one. Three times, talking about what he'd been through. Hallelujah. He said, three times I was shipwrecked. A night and a day I was adrift at sea. Unfrequent journeys, in dangers from river, dangers from robbers, dangers from our own people, dangers from Gentiles, danger in the city, danger in the wilderness, danger at sea, danger from false brothers, in toil, in hardship, through many a sleepless night, in hunger and thirst, often without food, in cold and exposure, and apart from other things. There is the daily pressure on me of my anxiety for all the churches. Paul's telling us, I went through all these things. Contentment. Who's your contentment? Jesus is my contentment. Paul said, I was brought low. He was beaten. In any circumstance, I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. To be contentment, the secret of contentment is your strength comes from Almighty God. Hallelujah. We don't do contentment looking at others because we don't want any negativity to come into our spirit. Let us pray. Father, I thank you for this word, and I receive it in my spirit. And I ask you, Lord, to forgive me for murmuring, forgive me for complaining, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon me. Have mercy upon everyone, O God, in the name of Jesus, O God, who has been murmuring and complaining, whether big or small. Have mercy, O God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, as we journey through life, give us the grace. More grace in the name of Jesus. Teach us how to be appreciative. Teach us how to love in the mighty name of Jesus. Teach us how to walk in your truth, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let the spirit of Christ's contentment, the spirit of Jesus Christ's contentment, let it rest upon each and every one of us, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that you will never leave us or forsake us. We thank you for teaching on contentment. Lord, we give you glory. We give you honor in Jesus' name. Amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, almighty God, but deliver us from evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever, in Jesus' name. Amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of Almighty God forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Let us learn to be contented. Have a blessed and a wonderful day. We love you. God bless you. And we pray again that Mother Somerville had a great birthday yesterday. She still got a whole month to celebrate her birthday. Hallelujah. Even though it was yesterday, but she got to celebrate it a whole month. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, and we pray the Lord continue to bless her and her family in Jesus' name. Give her the desires of her heart in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. I love you. God bless you.